Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media ahead of Thursday night's showdown with Cincinnati.
Personally, you've done a lot of Thursday night games now. What's the biggest challenge for you being with the short week?
Just having to come in right after a game and practice. That's probably it, though.
You got by with practicing. You practiced once last week, practiced once this week. I mean, feel like that's a routine you can get used to and come out and perform the way you did last week?
No, you know, my guys out there working, so, you know, I don't got no problem with working. But, you know, if that's going to help me recover faster, yeah, I'd be cool with it.
Lamar, you still have that friendship bracelet on. You got from the fan. What does it mean to you to get those type of gifts? Because I think you got a blanket last season. You get some good gifts.
Yeah, I got a blanket and a carpet.
Oh, yeah,
the carpet. Yeah, a carpet. But, yeah, this, I just like the bracelet, to be honest with you. So I just took it off, you know, showered and stuff. Before I left, before I came in today, I put it back on. It's a dope gift. Appreciate you.
Lamar, you had a couple carries, but it seemed mostly, I don't know, so you were avoiding the run. You were focusing on getting the ball and passing it downfield. Was there any part of yesterday where you didn't want to run at different times or you didn't want to take any chances with hits because of, you know, what you missed practice for during the week?
I just didn't feel like I had to. You know, things was working in our favor. Guys were getting open. Guys were catching the ball. Line were protecting. Running backs were catching the ball. Tight ends were. Everything was just going our way, and I really didn't have to run. Only, I think, one scramble. Yeah, that's – I had to, though. Nobody was open, so that's all.
Lamar, is there anything in Zay Flowers' game that you've seen him take steps forward or change from last year to this year?
It's hard to pinpoint. To speak on like what he's changed to make him even better. He's one of a kind. I'd say he's just that type of player, you know, getting open, making guys miss after he catch the ball, scoring from anywhere on the field. That's just him.
He's not the biggest wide receiver in the world, but it seems like he has no hesitation about running any kind of route on anywhere on the field. Is that one of the things that makes him special to you?
Absolutely. You know, you want a dog at receiver. You know, a guy that's going to run across that middle, you don't want to protect him, don't get me wrong, but a guy who knows what's going to happen if he, you know, get hit the wrong way or something like that, a guy who's fearless, definitely.
I see a lot, the connection that you have with Zay reminds me of the one with Mark. When things break down, they can change the route, it almost turns into kind of a version of backyard football. Do you really feel that connection with Zay in that way?
I feel that connection with all my guys, to be honest, not just Zay. You know, Mark's still the same. You know, it's not just him now. It's a lot of guys who are doing the same thing. So it's just making our job a lot easier, and it's just shying away from them. But it's like nothing's changed. Those guys still getting open just like years in the past.
Mark, you talked about the game slowing down for you, and just curious, like, how that manifests in the game in terms of going downfield more, whether it's to Zay, you know, other receivers on the outside, those sorts of things. Do you feel sort of, you know, just more empowered or emboldened by all the weapons you have, and because the game is slowing down for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Those guys, the game just slowing down. Me just watching film. Seeing a lot of blitzes and seeing different schemes of how team holding blitzes and trying to disguise stuff for me. So me just studying studying the bad plays, you know, as well. Me just studying and just memorizing everything what I'm seeing is helping. It's helping the process of the game for me. Just everything just slowing down.
The last thing against the Bengals was a shootout. You know, they just scored 41 points yesterday too. What's your mindset as you approach a game like that going against them? High-scoring offense on the other side?
The same. Any other game, you know, just be prepared to just go in there. It's going to be a dogfight. It's a division of game as well. And we already know we just got to score points. That's our job. And that's been the conversation all season long. We have to score points. That's all.
Lamar, when you do get a new receiver in midseason like Deontay, how long do you think it takes for the offense to feel like second nature to him? And how long does it take for you to get a real feel for maybe the little – things that he looks to do?
I'm not going to lie. I really don't know how I feel for a receiver or someone to come to another team and how fast it'll be, you know, how fast it'll be suitable for them in a new system. I don't know. But I feel like me just building chemistry with him would be second to none, you know. I feel like any guy who comes to the team or whoever I'm working with is going to be second to none just because I got a feel for the game. And I believe so with those guys because they're in the NFL.
Two more, please.
Lamar faces the Bengals twice a year. How often or how much do they usually change from one game to the next? How they try and do you? And are you anticipating them showing you quite a few different looks in the last game or not?
The first game we played them this season, they were showing me all type of looks. So there's no telling what they're going to be doing this game. Hopefully, it'll be probably the same, you know, because we put up a lot of points, I see.
Lamar, on that, you know, the wheel route to Justice yesterday, before the snap, you kind of sent him in motion, brought him back, ends up working down the left sideline. I mean, did you know kind of before you even snapped the ball that you had Denver's defense kind of work right where you needed to?
I'll just say I knew I was going with the ball pre-snap. Yeah, just from just looking at the defense and how it played out pre-snap.
Thank you, Lamar.
Appreciate y'all.